there are three grounds on your side on which you can still show that it is not a hallucination. Even in your subjective experience, you have hallucinations. And you can detect whether it is hallucination or not. Even in your subjective experience, it is not that only in objective experience there are hallucinations and you can detect whether it is hallucination or not. Even in your subjective experience, you have hallucinations. And you can distinguish very well that this was hallucination and this is a real experience. You know firelight being seen by you in a drunken condition. And firelight being seen by you not in that condition, but which are not seen by others. They are invisible to you, invisible to the others, and yet you can make a distinction between the two. In other words, you might say that there is in the subjective experience a capacity to distinguish between hallucination and the real experience. Now, how do you make a distinction? You can make a distinction when you can repeatedly perceive identity. It's a new concept I'm introducing now. When you can perceive identity subjectively, then you can say that when same thing is identically seen again and again, then you can say it is true as distinguished from a hallucination which can be seen sometimes, but they are not repeatedly identical in the case of hallucination. This experience of identity is one of the most fundamental things in the field of knowledge. In fact, some of the materialists have been able to perceive this point. This is another group, you might say, of materialists. Bertrand Russell, for example, belongs to this group. The best type of materialist, you might say. Who says that there is one experience which you cannot objectively verify, but which nonetheless is true. Or even it is objectively verified, even in physical terms later on. But the real proof is in pure subjectivity. What is that experience? It is the experience of recognition. How do I recognize that this is Sarita whom I had seen yesterday? What is the proof that this is the same Sarita which I had seen yesterday? I recognize her very well. Now remember that this is a very deep question, because basically I recognize you in my subjectivity. That whom I had seen yesterday, who is not before me, therefore not physically seen by me now. So that whom I had seen, which I now only subjectively know, is not objectively known now, is the same as the impression that I receive now from outside, which is also my subjective perception, and I am tying up these two perceptions subjectively. And subjectively I know that this is the same as that one, identity. Bertrand Russell accepts that there is one experience, he says, materialism cannot explain. He admits very clearly, he wrote a book called Analysis of Mind. It's a very big book, Analysis of Mind, in which he tried to show that all that you see, all that you experience can be physically verified, purely on materialistic terms. But having done all kind of analysis, he comes to this experience of recognition. And he says, I have not yet found a materialistic answer to this experience of recognition. Of course, he says, one day I'll find out. That is another matter. But so far at least, he says, I am not able to find a physical answer to this question.
It does not respond to remembrance.
Pardon?
It does not respond to remembrance.
True, but what is remembrance? Precisely. It's purely subjective.
Yes.
Your verification is subjective. And yet I believe it is true. It's not hallucination. A subjective verification which gives you a standard of truth. So merely saying it is subjective is no argument. Actually speaking, it may be argued that all knowledge is basically subjective. Fundamentally, all that you are perceiving, even from outside, even if five people see the same thing, each one perceives subjectively. It is my subjective consciousness which understands what is objective, which gives credence to objectivity, but that is all based upon subjectivity. Agreement of my subjectivity with your subjectivity is understood by whom? By your subjectivity and my subjectivity. Therefore, subjectivity has a capacity of understanding what is objective and therefore what is true and what is not true. You don't need to have physical proof for saying whether it is true or not. A subjective capacity exists. Now, this is a proposition which opens up a field for a new inquiry. Once you grant this, some materialists can see this point, as Bertrand Russell has said. But although he still says, I will find out a materialistic answer in future, which during his whole lifetime he couldn't. There are two or three questions which he had said, I will find out materialistic answers to those three questions. But until the end of his life he could never. In any case, this is the one door on which now you have a battlefield. And you can say, now you institute an inquiry. Now when you institute an inquiry, you find something very interesting. But to start with, let us take one simple example. We all have the experiences of chauffeurs who drive our cars. On what grounds do you allow your driver to drive your car in which you are seated? On what ground do you allow a chauffeur to drive your car in which you are seated? The only ground is that he has a judgment which is subjective, which he knows is true, subjectively. And you know that it is true. If you did not believe that his judgment is true, you would not allow a driver to drive your car at all. Now, on what ground do you believe that his judgment is true? There is a further ground. that he has got to be sincere in his perception. He has got to be sincere in his perception. That means you know that if somebody is insincere, he can perceive wrongly. But if he sees sincerely, he will perceive rightly. You know that if he sees insincerely, he will himself get killed. If he sees insincerely, he himself will get killed. But you know that if he sees sincerely, his judgment, his perception will be really right perception. Therefore, what is your criterion of believing that your driver will drive rightly? That he cannot but be sincere. Preservation of life being such a tremendous feeling in us, that he cannot even play with insincerity. He cannot say, let me drive just like that for the sake of play. Even that is dangerous. He will die. He will crash. Therefore, the one criterion in subjective matters, whether something is true or not, is sincerity. A sincere perception